And if you think of Mother Nature, that's where oil started. Over millions of years, it's been compressed with pressure and temperature and turned into oil. But we have a process to take that plant material, that biomass today, break it down to its component parts cheaply and effectively, and then get to what are called cellulosic sugars. So every piece of plant material has cellulose in it. And cellulose is the most common organic material on the planet. Every morning when you read your paper, paper is cellulose. You put your shirt on, cotton is cellulose. It's out there in huge abundance. But unlocking it from the plant is tricky. That's what we do. Cellulose is a multiple sugar molecule. Two sugar molecules joined together, we can break that bond and we get to a sugar platform. Man's oldest industrial activity is fermentation, beer making, wine making, sugars with yeast into alcohol. Once we've made our sugars, we then use a fermentation process where various different bacteria, yeasts, take those through to other chemicals. From biomass, you can make virtually every petroleum-based chemical that is there. And when you think about those origins, it makes sense.
Where are you getting this plant biomass?
So we can use virtually any form of plant biomass. We've done testing at tons per day on hardwoods, so wood chip, or even better, waste wood, after it's been through a sawmill, etc. We've done it on agricultural waste, so sugarcane after it's been processed, empty fruit bunch from palm oil, which literally lies on the side of the road and gets burnt to get rid of it, rice husk after it's been through the rice mill. We've actually got an MOU with a company in Europe where the wheat straw they've used to grow mushrooms in that's currently going to landfill, we could utilise as a source. So we can virtually use any agricultural waste. We like it that it's part of a process, so if someone else is paid to pick it up and bring it to a mill, and then we can have it already aggregated at the mill.
Right. So where are these mills? Are there multiple?
We're pre-commercialization, so we have a number of options for potential sites, but Malaysia is where we're working our hardest. If you think about plant material, it grows fastest in equatorial regions. It's a great source, lots and lots of biomass, and it's just a very strong place to be. In many ways, we're waste scavengers. Waste recyclers. Our main process actually uses glycerol as the main reagent.
What's glycerol?
So glycerol is a benign chemical. It's biodegradable. It's a substance that, for a variety of reasons, and I won't get into the chemistry, helps the reaction, keeps the temperature and pressure down in breaking down this biomass, and allows us to do it economically to compete with petroleum. We've proven at independent places to get 25% more sugar than any other process in the world out of the biomass. Normally, when you do something like that, there's a cost to it, and it's your reagent. And glycerol is our reagent. But we actually get raw glycerol at a cheap price. We use it in our process, and when we recover it, we're recovering it at a higher purity, and we can sell it for a profit.
Right.
And we recover 95% of it. It's not consumed in the reaction. It aids, it abets, it does really good things in the reaction, but it's not consumed. So what drives our economics is actually the glycerol delivering a better physical performance, 25% more sugars, but a better economical performance because we can recover, as a good waste recycler does, and sell it at a profit. The big bottleneck in replacing petroleum is that no one is producing cheap, clean sugars. So we need to get into business, and that will help expand this whole area. Everyone's waiting for someone to deliver the feedstock for the production of these renewable chemicals. The major chemical companies have stated goals of 25% of their chemicals to be renewable by 2025. They're probably not going to hit it because this bottleneck of taking plentiful biomass into useful cellulosic sugars hasn't been solved.
What's the alternative? Where are people getting these equivalent cellulosic sugars at the moment?
There's other rival processes out there that can produce cellulosic sugars. They're more suitable for turning into biofuels and ethanol than higher price, better value chemicals. You can buy the sort of sugar we make. It's called DE95 on a commodity standard. You can buy it. So there are other sources of it out there. But because biomass is such a cheap input because glycerol is a cheap input. The big advantage in making it from biomass is the plants we've used have grown today, taken carbon from the atmosphere today. So there's a big carbon saving doing a bio-succinic acid.
This cellulosic sugar, is it literally like a sugary, grainy
thing?
It
is, but it's not like the sucrose we get from the sugar mills, which is crystallized. So this sugar doesn't crystallize. There's many sugars in the world, by the way, but this is an industrial sugar.
And what does that look like?
A liquid.
Liquid.
Pretty clear liquid.
Right. Is there a demand for clean supply chains when it comes to this regard? You've been working in this space for how long now?
We lodged our patents in 2014, so right. We've been there for almost, and a bit before that, so we've been there for 4 years. There's a massive demand, provided you go back to my caveats, you have to hit price points and performance. No one will pay a premium for all the lovely things we can deliver. You actually have to be economical. So we're at the forefront now. We literally will start saying, we're going to have a plant at position X, most probably in Malaysia, and we're going to be in this game. There's really no one in the world at the moment looking to build the small-scale commercial plant, which is 100,000 bone-dry tons of biomass. I say bone-dry because biomass has moisture in it, and so it's about 50%. So that's 200,000 tons of raw biomass coming in.
Oh, and that, how often is that coming in, or is that how much can be situated at the plant
at
that time?
That's a per annum figure.
Right.
So constantly through the year that will be working. And that's a small commercial plant, but there's no one in the world looking to do this for chemicals. There are some plants a little bit bigger than that in the US that have done corn stover through to ethanol. We can do biofuels. I don't like biofuels for one reason, is they're worth probably $500 to $600 a ton. Most chemicals are over $1,000 a ton. So chemicals are a much more profitable game. And two, the market really is wanting, the big chemical companies, the consumer goods want this supply chain from cellulosic sugars. So the demand is huge, potentially massive, if we can get it right.
And how do you imagine getting to that point? What do you need to do to get there?
So we're very close. We've got a lot of negotiations happening now in Malaysia. We're very close. Malaysia, as I said earlier, has got a great amount of biomass that's our raw feedstock. It also has a very strong biodiesel industry, so the glycerol we need is there. And so our two raw ingredients are there. We have good relationships with the Malaysian government, talking about various ways they can help us get established. And so we're very close to looking at a plant in Malaysia, which will start this whole game rolling along and producing an actual product.